on the phone and in the room, we have Alain Bidron, Alexandra Dance, Avery Doria, Sintra Suknanen, Cheryl Langdonor, Hago Dafala, Keith Davidson, Leon Sanchez, Marilyn Kate, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Olaf Neudling, and me.
Sorry, you have missed out my name, Naresh Ajwani.
Oh, Naresh, my apologies. You are in the room.
Thank you.
And you are on the call.
That's right.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Renate, for this roll call. Welcome, everyone. This is the second Internet cross-community working group on Internet governance. Date today is the 20th of December 2013. I have also some problems at the moment to find the agenda itself, which is a bit of a problem, and it doesn't help also to be using the at the moment the Lucid meeting page, and for some reason the agenda on the Lucid meeting is empty, at least the one that I've got on my screen. I must be on the wrong Lucid meeting, who knows. But anyway, it seems to be the right day. What we're going to go and do today, and I'm only doing it from memory at the moment, is to have feedback on what's been going on in London last week. On Friday last week, there was a high-level meeting. So there will be some feedback on this by Nora Abutita, who has joined us on the call. And then afterwards, we will look back at the charter and see if we can move a little bit forward to get that charter, well, make a couple of steps forward with regards to the charter. And then perhaps discuss afterwards, if we have a bit more time, discuss where we are going to go with this working group, effectively discuss the goals and as a follow-up to the discussion that we had last week. So without any further delay, I hand the floor over to Nora Abusita, who is going to be able to provide us some details about the high-level meeting held in London last week. Nora, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Nora. I believe that you're all aware of the composition of the panel, so I'm not going to get into that. I can update you a little bit about how London went. It was a very successful meeting. We managed to gather about 15 of the group of panelists. We also invited a few experts to speak to the panelists on various issues. Surely you know a lot of them. Bertrand de la Chapelle was there, Bill Drake as well, Sally Wentworth, amongst a few others. The panelists themselves did come from very varied backgrounds, and so we started off our meeting with a background earth essence that was basically Vince Cerf spoke for a while about the history of internet governance and so on. In the afternoon, we divided up the panelists into four streams that basically would look at
Nora, we lost you.
We have lost you, Nora.
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can hear you again.
Yes,
can. Good.
We can hear you again, yes. Welcome
yes.
back. We lost you
Sorry.
About 10 seconds ago.
Okay. So I was basically talking about the four tracks that the panelists were divided into, where there was a discussion about should there be... First of all, I have to tell you that there was general agreement that the name of the panel will change. And so the panel now is called High-Level Panel on Global Internet Cooperation Governance Mechanism. So the four tracks that the panelists were divided into were looking at the ecosystem legitimacy, how to ensure that the system would be inclusive, multi-interest and consensus-based. How do you ensure global participation in this ecosystem from developing regions specifically, and how this system would coexist with other governance systems. Every track was moderated by an expert, and then the panelists basically brainstormed on requirements that would fulfill these subjects. So at the end of the London meeting, the panelists came up with a long list of requirements that they believe should be present in an internet governance ecosystem. And right now we're in the process of gathering our drafting team, which will mostly consist of the experts that were present in London. We've also just added Jovan from Diplo Foundation. And this group will be supported by senior ICANN staff. We will have our first face-to-face drafting meeting in Brussels on the 20th of January. Hopefully by then we would have had a skeleton for the final report, and we'll start basically drafting the meaty parts of those skeleton and assigning them accordingly. So that's the update. We are hoping to have an update on the ICANN website in the next week or so. As you know, there was a press release that was shared with the community. There was also an email that circulated from one of the observers from Diplo Foundation about his observations. So that's it for me.
Thank you very much, Nora, for this summary of what's happened in London and of all the different sessions. I think we can have, since we've only been on this agenda item for about 5 minutes or so, we can have some questions over to you from participants. Now, in order to ask a question, you'd need to be using the Lucid meeting room and lift your hand. There is a way, I think it says ask a question or something, and that will constitute the queue by which people will be able to ask questions on this.
Olivier, sorry, it's a point of order question from Marilyn.
I recognize the voice. Marilyn Cade, you have the floor.
I must ask you to modify your suggestion that you only get to ask a question if you're in some form of communication that allows you to electronically lift your hand, since not all of us are on that mechanism. And be sure that you also take a cue from just those of us who are on different kinds of communication tools.
Marilyn, it's Olivier. I'd be absolutely happy to take questions from people who are not on Lucid either. So you've raised your voice. That's the way to do it. And you're in the queue, and you may therefore speak.
Thanks. And I'm happy to be in the queue after others. I just needed to note that was a limitation I faced, and here I am right now. Very, very quickly, thanks to all, but my apologies for not being on the first call. So my voice may be very new to some of you, and thanks very much for the report. I have two clarifying questions. First of all, I did want to ask this question earlier. Is this call being recorded and transcribed? And if not, then I'll just place the comment that it should be, and we don't need to debate it now, but come back to it later on other issues. My question related specifically to Nora's report has to do with when Nora said that 15 of X number of panelists, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the full number, were present, plus a few experts, will the details on who was able to participate be included in what I expected to see as a report? And I think actually Renata suggested there would be a written report. And will those details be included in that report?
First of all, the call is being recorded and is being transcribed. Alexander Downs is also taking notes, which will be added to the Lucid Room and which will be posted also in the Wiki Room.
Marilyn Kidd, this is Nora. Thank you for the question. Yes, we will be sharing the names of the panelists that were present in London. I believe those specific names were in the press release. The press release may have had the full group, but yes, we will be sharing who was there in London. I don't know them right. I can't tell you all 15 right now, but we're happy to share that information.
Thank you very much, Nora. It's Olivier speaking. I was going to actually ask Marilyn, did you ask a question with regards to the recording of the discussion regarding this call or regarding the high-level meeting in London?
Thank you, Olivier. The high-level meeting.
Ah, sorry. I also, this is Nora, I also misunderstood. I thought you were talking about the call. The meeting happened under Shatton House rules, and therefore the discussions will not be shared. We do have detailed reports of what was discussed and so on and so forth, but we will not be sharing any recordings.
Okay, thank you very much, Nora. Any other questions? I was going to ask one from Nora. With regards to the Chatham House rules, is this the mode of operation that the high-level group will continue, or is it one which was set only for the London conference and they will then decide on a mode of operation in the next time they meet face-to-face or the next time they have a telephone conference call?
Thank you, Olivier. So far, it has been agreed that all the meetings will be under Shatton House rules, unless there is consensus. The next meeting for the panelists, by the way, is in Sunnylands, California. And so if there is consensus that they, you know, want to open the meeting up, then of course we would do that. But so far, there are no plans.
Okay, thank you. This is Olivier speaking again. Is there anyone else in the queue to ask questions from Nora on the high-level meeting that took place in London last week? I'm repeating this for those people who have just made it onto the call. Seeing no one put their hand up, thank you very much, Nora, for being with us. I understand you might have to run, but thank you. Please do keep us updated about the follow-up and where now. If you could just actually, before you go, let us know what's the next plan, the immediate plan for that high-level meeting. Are we going to have intersessional meetings as well, or calls, or are the meeting in Singapore?
So currently the plan is for the drafting team to start working on the requirements that were identified by the panelists. We will have weekly exchanges and updates via email. The panelists will meet on the 27th and 28th of February in Palm Springs, California. And their final meeting will be in Dubai on May 4th and 5th, I believe, where hopefully by then they would have concluded their report. Between meetings, the exchanges will be solely via email and conference calls.
Okay. Thank you. Well,
I think
we've got a full detail. So thanks very much for joining us, Nora. And
thank you.
We can now move on to the next part of our meeting, and that's the update from last week's call. Only thing is I have no idea how to move forward to it. Oh, well, there we go. We've magically moved forward to it. So the update from last week's call, I did ask during last week's call about the goals of this working group and effectively gave a few a little rundown of what Rafiq and I were doing to create everything and to get ourselves at home, I guess, ourselves as in the whole group at home on the wiki, etc. I'm going to ask Renate to provide us with a little bit of background as to what has been done on the wiki side of things and as far as basically preparing this for our future work, and also check what the overall list of participants is, where it is, etc. Renate, Would you be able to do that for us, please?
Yes, I've been working with Ergis Ramaj to set up the wiki page according to more specific needs that you've asked for this working group. It's still a work in progress. We are trying to set up that there'll be pages for the meetings where you will be able to access the meeting notes, the participants list, the agenda. We also hope to be able to plug in the chat notes. All of that, of course, is still available each time in the Lucid Room, and you can always go back to any previous meeting to look at everything. We have also set up the Lucid Room in between participants and observers. And actually the wiki page also has the whole list of participants. I think it needs to be updated because one or two people have joined. But that's about it from my side.
Okay, thank you very much. Would you be able to put in the chat where those wiki pages are?
Because of course, I'll do that right now. Yes.
Yes, Marilyn, please, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. I guess I'm very confused about, and I do apologize for missing the first meeting, but I'm very confused about already an experience I'm having, and that is the requirement to have a password to access any document at ICANN that is read-only. And I want to just raise the suggestion. I understand this group may have had some other discussions before I got here, but I do want to raise the suggestion that a full commitment to transparency and accountability would support that read-only documents be available without passwords. And I don't know if that has been discussed. We can come back to it. But I think we want to advance for this group and all groups that read-only documents are fully available without passwords and in an archive, not post. That's not what I'm asking, right? But to use an example, Olivier, I think the ALAC documents and certainly the GTLD Policy Council documents archives are all fully available by for read only with no passwords.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. I'm not sure. We haven't actually discussed this last week, but it's Olivier speaking. But one of the things, though, I do believe that there is support for full transparency in this working group. One of the problems we've got at the moment is the teething problems with using Lucid. And trust me, I'm not particularly happy with Lucid because of the password element and the difficulty with which it is to find a link to actually get on this darn call and to get more information on it. With regards to the wiki, I was under the impression that it was actually entirely open. Of course, it would help if I could actually have a link to the wiki, which at the moment I don't have. So I can't even tell you if it's open today or not. But I would imagine that it's open to everyone and for everyone to look at. I have to ask Renate or Ergis Ramaj on this because I'm not aware of the restrictions that might be imposed on this.
As far as I understood, the community wiki page can be accessed by everyone. It is true you need to log in with a password, but anyone can do it. It's not restricted.
Okay, thank you, Renate.
I can check further with IT and with Ergis. He's more the specialist. I am not. But
to find out
what can be done.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's one question that I do have for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the dashboard, the ICANN dashboard, and at the moment, if you click onto the cross-community tab, there's the Digital Engagement Project, the Trademark Clearinghouse, IAG, the Who is IRD. Where in the world is this working group that we're part of?
I must admit, the first time I had a lot of difficulties in finding it, too. I'm trying to access the page now myself. Just a moment, please.
So Olivia, I'm actually going to make a proposal that rather than dealing with solving this now, if we park this comment, this issue, I'd be happy to talk with others offline. But if the goal is complete transparency and access, at least for, you know, external users, then we could then come back with advice to the ICANN staff. Would that be a useful approach?
Yes, Marilyn, it's Olivia speaking. Thank you. That would certainly be fine. I think the intent is, as you described it, it's just a case of actually making it happen right now. So we'll just have to follow up with you, and maybe on the next call next month, we will be able to come back with good news and know exactly where we are on this. I was actually going to ask, just prior to moving forward fully with this, whether there was anyone on the call who thought the opposite, who thought, well, no, we need to keep all of this closed.
Olivia, Cheryl here, and I don't believe that, but I also can't find the blasted place to put up my hand in this stupid room, so I'm breaking in, and I do apologise for that. So far I've found lists of people, the ability that the queue's empty, and an awful lot of other crap, but there we go. I actually don't understand something that Renata said, and that is that you would need to have a log-on to get into the wiki at all. Any of the Confluence wikis, as I understand it, and I would certainly not only support Marilyn, but suggest that we all should be agreeing to this here and now, that this work group should be on a totally open and public wiki, and that the only reason one would ever need to log on with one's Confluence password would be if one wished to edit the page. But in the absence of wanting to edit the page or make a comment where your comments are annotated to your login, I tend to log in so people know it's me, not anonymous talking. But it should be exactly as you suggest, Marilyn. It should be 100% open read access and no requirement for any form of passwords at all. Now, yes, if you want to edit the page, you will need to log on, and certainly you should be encouraged to log on if you've got a log on, so anything you comment on is annotated to you. But beyond that, let's just make it happen.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. Olivia speaking. I think we, again, are in agreement. I don't see anyone speaking against this being opened up. So I think that's what we will do. And, in fact, I can, seeing nobody going against it, we can say this, that there's a consensus on the call that we move forward with that. Of course, it would be a lot more helpful if I actually had access to those wiki pages. Renata, if you could please help me on this. I still am totally unable to find it.
I put it in the chat room.
You put it in the chat room. The chat room is the size of sort of one line.
No, if you pick it up out of a tab
and blow it up to take up your whole page, you'll be able to find it, Olivia.
Okay, here we go. I think I found it. I'm now trying to log in.
Point of order.
Yes, back to Marilyn.
I'm just going to raise a point of order here. I don't think this is a very helpful approach, Renate, sorry. But I also think we're also spinning our wheels on stuff that we need to do offline because I'm very anxious about the content. So could we take a different approach here where Renate actually sends the information also to Olivier directly and then we could get to content?
Yes, of course.
Yes, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. I was just going to say that if I did not have a link to the wiki, I couldn't actually guide you through anything afterwards because I was running blind. The next part of this call is the charter, and I would need to have access to the charter to be able to talk and ask you questions about it.
Right.
So
I've sent it to you in Skype, Olivia.
Yeah, I've got it now. Thank you, Nora. What am I saying, Nora? Renate, thank you. I've got it. Okay, so the next part of our call is looking at the charter, a follow-up to last week's call on this. And effectively, what do we have, and this is where I will ask you to go onto the wiki, what we have is a first very draft charter which was put together by Rafiq and by Mikey O'Connor. I think that we can probably just try and go through the initial parts of it. I wonder whether there are any questions or comments. I did ask last week if it was possible for everyone to look at it and to make some comments or suggestions. I haven't seen anything on the list so far. There might be something that might have come through over the night. So if anybody wishes to take the floor, here we go. We've got the charter on the screen. And as I let you discover it for the next few minutes, this has got a problem statement, chronology of the situation, how we got there. We've got what alternatives to doing this project have we explored? Then the stakeholders that are there, and then which employees, of course, we basically have a whole list of who will take part. Then have they been involved sufficiently to this point, and then should they be brought into the project? And then we can continue further down. To what degree do they share the belief that this is a problem that needs to be solved, et cetera, et cetera? We've got the full listing here. Now, the question I would like to ask everyone attending is whether they believe that this question and answer charter is a good text is a good base for starting a charter and putting pen to paper and drafting it, or whether there's any information on this that they disagree with, or whether there is anything that might have been missed in this whole listing. Now, whilst you are thinking, in the meantime, I can let you know that Jonathan Robison, the chair of the GNSO Council, has emailed his SO and AC peers, letting them know that the GNSO Council and the GNSO has developed an initial set of recommendations on how to create cross-community working groups, etc., and also has come up with some language along with staff as to the steps to take for the creation of cross-community working groups. Now, this, I understand, is a GNSO thing. This has not been ratified by any of the other SOs or ACs. So we are in a position at the moment where we could still create a cross-community working group in the pretty much sort of ad hoc way that we have done in the past, where the chairs of the different SOs and ACs will come together and just agree for the group to start, and then the chairs will send people, etc. But we've already got that group set up now. So I don't know whether we need to have the chairs of the SOs and ACs ratify this. I don't know whether we need to have them work on the charter or get this working group to work on its own charter. These are just questions I'm throwing at the moment in the room, and I, of course, open for suggestions and for sort of some help, I guess, into which way you would like to go. Bearing in mind, by the way, that, again, both Rafiq and myself, Rafiq Damak and myself, are just at the moment coordinators to get this whole initiative started, and we do hope that then there will be some co-chairs of the working group that will stand forward from the different component parties of the working group in order to take it to its destination. Now, for those of you that weren't on the call last week, yes, we are well aware that the destination is still pretty much very foggy at the moment. But one of the other pieces of work that the members of this working group should hopefully have thought about is where do they think, what do they think the deliverables of the working group itself are going to be? Now, this charter, the text that you can see on the Lucid Room meeting room at the moment, does have a very slim listing of the scope, size, perspective, and what is in scope and what is not. But of course, I think it needs to be expanded. It's got a small subsection on the goals and objectives. And on there, it basically shows several points. It's got a critical success factors. This is still a very, very early draft.
Olivier, it's Marilyn. Can I raise a question?
Marilyn, please, you have the floor. And
Thank you. Afterwards,
I'll have Avery Doria after you. So, Marilyn, go ahead.
Well, actually, let me defer to Aubrey because I've been speaking a lot, and I'll defer to anyone else who has asked to speak first.
Okay, Marilyn, thank you. So then we'll have Avery Doria to start, please. Avery, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Aubrey speaking. On your question of using the GNSO Council's guidelines, I think that they can be used if they're useful, but I don't see any reason to predicate ourselves or to try and hearken back to using them. I think that it is reasonable for us to have a charter. I don't know that we need a questionnaire. I think a charter. And in that charter, I would wonder, is one of the things we would want we understand, even though it's not been formalized yet, that there will be a submission requested. And so would we want one of our chartered work items to be consider putting out a contribution to the Brazil meeting, and if so, the doing of it. So those are two things that I would look for in the prior to deciding who gets to go, since we don't even know what the participation criteria are going to be yet. And you know, maybe we would have to get to that if there's six participants from ICANN, and we have to deal with that kind of issue, then sure. But in the meantime, I think that the first thing, once we get past all this, you know, beginning folderol, is sort of, you know, do we have anything to say, you know, to the content of this meeting, and if so, how do we get it said? Thanks.
Thank you very much, Avery. It's Olivier speaking. So from what I hear from you, you mentioned about the written contribution to the Brazil meeting from this working group. That could be one of the goals. And then also the question as to which way this group will operate, I guess. And do we need to questionnaire? What are the questions that the group needs to address?
No, what I meant is instead of a charter at the moment, it looks like we have a questionnaire.
Ah, okay. Well, I
right,
think
and I'm sort of saying that's not an appropriate charter, in my opinion.
Right. I think, and this is again where, unfortunately, I apologize. I'm showing my total lack of experience in this matter, having not been part of the GNSO Council nor any of the GNSO stakeholder groups. And it was Rafiq that was supposed to take us through this. Unfortunately, Rafiq was unable to attend this call. But I understand that the way that the suggestion was made was to actually have this questionnaire and then graduate from the contents of this questionnaire to an actual formatted charter, the way that the charters are usually formatted.
Cool.
But as I said, I'm not an expert on this, so that's just my understanding of it. If anybody else on the call knows better, then I'd be very grateful for their explanation. I haven't seen how it goes from this questionnaire to the charter, but hopefully, automatically it would.
There's a charter writing machine. Yay!
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that puts a lot of time back in yours and my world, Avery. What do you reckon? Stop writing
back,
all these charters.
Back to you, Marilyn, and please, Cheryl, behave.
Not a hope in hell.
Marilyn Keith.
Thank you, Marilyn Keith. I think my questions build on my comments build on Aubrey's comments. First of all, I think it is important that we have an agreement, a consensus across the participants, what the purpose of the group is. And
the way it's presented by now, the purpose seems to be to prepare for ICANN community participation in the upcoming meeting in Brazil. The Brazil meeting is a one-off meeting. It has a particular purpose. I'm happy to have that be the purpose of this group, but I think we need to make sure that we have strong consensus to that. The second thing I would just perhaps comment on is there is both contribution, if that's the agreement, there is contribution to the client, to guidance to ICANN from the community, to their role, and comment about the participation of the community itself. So there's a question in my mind here about feedback to the board and the management slash staff of ICANN from the community about ICANN as an entity participating, and then participation from parties who may represent different positions within the community, both in planning and also then in the actual meeting and any follow-on to the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. I hope that staff has been able to catch all of this. I think that this question is actually crucial to the good governance of this working group and certainly to establish the way it will operate and the kind of format the output of this working group will take. So I'm hoping that staff has been able to make notes of your questions and your comments and then can send this over to the mailing list after this call so as for us to ponder about this and come back with the suggestions, because I do find it very hard to think on the spot right now at being able to answer those questions. And I don't see anyone jump forward to do so. We have next is Evan Leibovich in the queue. Evan, you have the floor.
Thanks very much, Olivier. I wanted to build on some of what Marilyn was just saying and put maybe a couple of other points in it. As I mentioned in the chat room, we've got to be cognizant of the fact that we really don't have a lot of time to work on this. We don't have a lot of time for formal chartering, and we really don't have a lot of time to even thrash over what our objectives are. We really need to do this fairly quickly. If the idea is to have something in hand before Brazil, we're talking at half a year. If we're talking about even having an interim thing ready to talk about as a discussion point in Singapore, we have far less. I mean, we've been thrashing about this, and it's taken us quite some weeks even to get to the point of having this conversation right now. We really, I think, need to have what we're doing down to a question that can be expressed in a paragraph. And Marilyn, you were saying we needed to have some kind of advice, some kind of specific document that we can present to the board or to the community or to whomever it may concern going forward into the Brazil meeting. I mean, it was my impression at the beginning that quite simply we were trying to get together as a community and help ICANN and help the OneNet consortium with a robust defense of the multi-stakeholder model. It seems like everything beyond that is a frill, and obviously that's very simplistic, and we have to figure out the best way to do that. But you know, having some deadlines, having some things, some deliverables that we need to do, and then working backwards from there, I think is going to emphasize just how little time we have to work with and just how concentrated we have to make our efforts. It doesn't help, of course, that we're going to go into what is essentially a two-week deep freeze for a good chunk of the world, and then coming up on the Chinese New Year, which is going to freeze another chunk of the world. But we have to work around that, but we still have to be cognizant of that. I'm really going to suggest that whether it's in a Skype chat or whether it's in emails or whatever, I think we've got to get the question we're going to answer nailed down by the end of the year, and I think we have to start figuring out in what form our answers are going to take and who the targets of that, and then work backwards from that with some hard deadlines so we have an idea of what we have to do. Thanks.
Thank you very much for this, Evan. Taking a few notes at the moment. Next we have Keith Davidson.
Hi, Olivier. Really adding to Evan's comments, I think in a way, you know, we have to get a lot of stuff done in a very short time frame. No arguments about that, and so we need to start concentrating on that actual effort rather than charters and so on. However, I have a feeling that this working group is going to be around in the long term rather than just the short term. So I think having a charter well articulated and giving us the authority to act on behalf of our communities and the reporting mechanisms back to our communities is quite a strong imperative as well. So I think we, in a way, we need some work, ongoing work on a charter in the background, but we probably need to start focusing on the urgent priorities of Singapore and Brazil as we go. So, it's a double-edged sword, I fear. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Keith. Any other questions or comments on this from anyone? I cannot hear anyone or see anyone put their hand up. So what I heard from Evan was that we do need to create some wiki space for the goals, and that these have to be, publicized. And that's something we have asked regarding the goals. We have asked last week what everyone on this working group thought about the goals of this working group, the deliverables of this working group. Unfortunately, there's only been some feedback from Avery, and in the huge amounts of emails that have flooded our mailboxes, it might have been somehow a little bit lost among all the participants here. I'm going to ask staff whether it would be possible to take some of the, take the input that we've seen on the working list so far, on the mailing list, and put this over on the wiki and for everyone else to comment under the page on the wiki. And this is really one way that we can work intersessionally between our different conference calls. That was one suggestion. With regards to the other suggestion, I hear Keith mentioning the fact that we do need to also have a robust charter. I was going to ask whether we could perhaps have a small subset of this working group, a small subset by being, let's say, half a dozen people who are charter drafting experts, to spend a little bit of time on this and put their minds together over the holiday period and be able to come back to us with a first draft sometime in January, in early January. So then we don't have the whole group working on the charter, but we do have the whole group working on the goals and on the definitions of where we want to be. So I'll ask now for, seeing no one putting their hand up to try and follow up to my suggestions, I'll ask whether there's any support or any opposition to having the wiki space for the goals, publicizing it, and for people to input and bring their input to this wiki page, working with a wiki. Keith Davidson, you have the floor.
Well, just thinking about the idea of the charter and a smaller group working on it, I was just wondering if I could volunteer Bart Boswinkle, who's part of our CCNSO secretariat, who does most of the drafting for our own working group charters and structures and so on, and is pretty good and knowledgeable of the ICANN requirements as well. So, and I've just Skyped Bart, and he said he can dedicate some time to this. So that might be quite useful, to get us started at least.
Thank you very much, Keith. Any comments from anyone on the call regarding the suggestion that Bart from CCNSO could help us, accompany us for the sort of first version of this charter?
It's Marilyn.
Yeah. Marilyn, you have the floor.
I would welcome having such an offer. I think that would assist us and get us to the stage where then we're editing and contributing on substance more quickly. And I also just want to take this opportunity to support Evan's suggestion that we need to work on work and work on the charter in parallel.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Good to see your support on both of these points. Any more
Cheryl
comments? Cheryl Langdonor, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I typed into the chat, but I'm not sure whether you'll be able to read it. I think the offer that Keith's made is an excellent one. I think Bart's well positioned to put something intelligent and meaningful together. And to that end, I'm happy to give him a hand, but I'd like to encourage someone else to also give him a hand in terms of just having a couple of people to bounce it off before we bring it back to the group as a whole. I put my hand up. I think at least one other person who probably spends as much time doing drafting in GNSO world of charters as I do should also put their hand up.
Okay, Cheryl, thank you very much. I note your interest in this. And what I was going to suggest then is that staff will send a doodle on the wiki, and the doodle will basically ask for volunteers to join that small skeleton group of people that can put together a strawman charter with the help of Bart, having seen no opposition to Bart from the CCNSO to be involved in this. Is there any comment on this suggestion, positive or negative? Well, I hear no comments, so I will take this as being approval from the people who are currently on the call. So let's have this as an action item then. So for Renate, I guess we probably have to ask you to do that. Renate, to send a doodle to a doodle poll to the mailing list and asking for volunteers to constitute a small group that will work on the charter and put it together. And that group will work on a first draft from Bart in the CCNSO.
Okay. Yep.
You've got that? Bart Bostrinko,
yes.
Okay, fantastic, super. And thank you for suggesting the help of Bart, Keith. That's much appreciated. I hope, and I'm by the way saying this action item in the with the understanding that Bart has been advised of this, and we have the consent of Bart to proceed forward with this. It's not that he's going to be lumped with some work.
Keith already said that to you.
He has, yeah. Okay. Now, just trying to make sure. Be sure completely. Keith, you have the floor.
I was just going to say, yes, no, Bart's quite happy with that. And I think looking at the chat, Cheryl and Avery and Evan have already volunteered to help. So that sounds to me like a group of four, that there's probably not much need for more volunteers, I wouldn't have thought. A small group keeping it well focused, remembering that it's going to come back to all of us for approval, and the best thing we can have is a target to shoot at. So that's the objective for them to come up with. I don't think it needs to be so hard fought over until it comes back to the group.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Keith.
Yes.
So that was one action item. The other action item was to create another wiki page, which was the wiki page for the goals of this working group, and to look through the whatever goals has already been sent to the mailing list and just do a cut and paste onto that wiki, and of course to publicize that wiki so that everyone else can contribute to it as well. So at least then hopefully we will have some ideas on the table that we can then discuss during our next call in January. Any other questions or comments regarding this charter?
Actually, Actually, it's Marilyn, and my only question is going to be timing. Since our next call needs to get us to goals, activities, you know, whatever, I'm not trying to change the language we're using, but just that we are fully understanding the scope of the work of this group, because I do think it's likely to end up with a longer-term focus. Brazil is in April, but I think there will be follow-on to Brazil that the community from ICANN stakeholders will want to input into. So timing of a draft charter, do we feel like we'll have a draft in order to then elaborate on goals and activities? And maybe we want to even think, if not formally, we might want to think about short-term goals and activities leading up to Singapore and Brazil, and then assessing what happens after that in a two-stage or multi-stage approach.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. I think we can let Keith answer this. I would have thought that they will be able to come back very quickly with a first draft in early January, and we can then devote the next call specifically an amount of time to gain consensus on the charter so that it wouldn't go any further than by mid-month in January to have a charter set up. But, of course, as you mentioned, one of the problems is if you're going to have a charter, you're going to have a goal. So the two issues are somehow linked. We also need to define the goals and the objectives very quickly indeed, and I was hoping that we could also define this by mid-January, hence the creation of the wiki spaces. And by having the two issues go on in parallel, it probably will be, we'll probably won't be losing too much time, hopefully. Avery Doria, you have the floor.
Hi, sorry, didn't expect to get the floor so quickly. It took me a while to turn off mute. I definitely think that we need to have a basic shape of a charter really quickly now, because I really think that we need to move quite quickly in the substance. And if we spend any amount of traditional time talking about a charter, the Brazil meeting and the IGF will have already gone by before we've gotten to any substance. So I would really like to see us able to sort of put charters behind us, even if they're semi-open, because, I mean, this being a cross-stakeholder, yeah, we should send charters back to our respective councils and committees and such, but we certainly shouldn't wait for a response loop on charters before we start actually doing stuff. So I'm hoping that at our next meeting, we can not only sort of say, yeah, there's a charter, we need more work on it, but let's get going, and then spend a good part of the meeting talking about, you know, the substance of Brazil statements and what have you. Otherwise, you know, I don't know what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Avery. I think that we do have an understanding on this. I was going to suggest about 50% of the call to be spent on the charter, 50% or less of next call on the charter, because hopefully we would have something on the table. But the majority of the call to be spent on goals and work backwards from the goals effectively. That's only one suggestion. Of course, other suggestions will be welcome on the wiki for this. I do apologize for not being able to read the discussion online, the little chat, very well. It's very narrow and very difficult to get into it. Yes,
hi.
Please.
It's Adam Peake, and I'm an observer, but also just wondering if I'm even allowed to speak. So that would be the first question. But it's about an observation that reading through the minutes of the last meeting, we seem to be repeating, and I wasn't on the last meeting call, we seem to be repeating very much what was discussed then, which was, do we need a charter? Do we need to work in parallel on goals? No, Rafiq seemed to come up with the idea that this question format would probably be a better start. So it seems to be two calls talking about the same issue so far, which seems problematic in and of itself. I have no idea how to use Lucid, and that is a problem in terms of participation. It's not as if I'm a particularly newcomer to ICANN, but the instructions are weak, so if we're going to have participation, I really would appreciate some instruction about how to actually access different tools. But really, it's about what are the goals of this working group? And, you know, there's a meeting coming up in April, and that seemed to be what the discussion was when it was first mentioned in the meeting in Buenos Aires, and this suggestion to have a cross-working group was set up. So just go back to the goals, and if a charter is needed at some point, but there's no discussion of substance whatever, and that seems to be consistent with all the discussions around the April Brazil meeting. Not very much discussion about substance, an awful lot of discussion about charters and who gets to represent who and so on.
Thank you very much, Adam, for this. I think you're hitting the nail square on the head here. That there is a concern from, I think, a lot of us as to where the goals are, and we do have to put our heads together on this. I heard someone else on the line right afterwards, but I will have to move on in this discussion because we are reaching, well, we are on the last 5 minutes of the call. Who was next in the queue?
It was Meryl, and I wanted to make a comment, but I will defer to anyone else first.
There's no one else in the queue at the moment, so you're number one in the queue, Marilyn.
I really want to support the comment that comments that Adam made, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but I'm going to make a very bold statement that I think we need to get rid of Lucid right now. It seems to be a staff-driven, perhaps even have other complicating issues. We need to have tools that are much easier to use. We can take that up offline, and I'm happy to talk to staff and others about that. The focus on the goals aspect of the meeting, why don't we, if we could have an open discussion for a few minutes, even if we extend for a few minutes on this call, what do we think the goals of this working group are? I was an active participant designated by the CSG in the hot topics on Monday at the BA meeting, along with several other participants on this call. I was at the follow-on after extreme demands and concerns expressed by a number of constituencies, SGs, supporting organizations about the fact that there's been too much progress by staff-led initiatives on decisions without enough consultation. We had a Wednesday morning consultation, and that's what led, I think, to the creation of this working group. So, what I think we want is guidance and input and understanding from within ICANN's entities. I'm using that term not to be, you know, just to be as broad as possible, to the ICANN staff, the ICANN board, and the ICANN CEO on what we think as the community the issues are. Isn't that what the goal of this working group is?
Thank you very much for this, Marilyn. I don't see anyone having put their hand up to respond to any of your questions or your comments that you just made. I think that there is consensus on this. At least there's no opposition on the call at the moment. I see Bill Drake has put his hand up. Bill, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. Just to follow up on Marilyn's question, I asked a question in the chat as well. I'm really starting to wonder, I mean, maybe this is not helpful at this point, particularly because I missed the front end of the conversation, but I'm really starting to wonder whether a formal community working group is really what's needed to address whatever joint objectives we might have in this space. Fadi suggested it at that morning meeting, and we all kind of went, okay, that's an established framework for doing things. But if we're going to spend so much time trying to formalize stuff, which is almost inevitable with the formal community working group kind of structure, I'm wondering, you know, maybe what we really needed was just some sort of joint space for discussing the issues and seeing what consensus there was, and if people found that there was enough consensus on making some sort of inputs on the main asks for the Brazil meeting, such as principles or so on, you know, we could do that in a more informal way. But if we're going to proceed with the whole apparatus of a formal community working group, I'm really wondering, is that the most effective way? Unless we can find a very quick and light solution with the charter and move on from there, I just wonder if we're weighing ourselves down more than we have to.
Thank you, Bill. So what I'm hearing is concern about the amount of time that we have until the Brazil meeting, and for more action and less discussion on process.
It's Marilyn.
Go ahead, Marilyn.
I'm really going to object, Bill, with all diplomacy in the tone and what I'm going to say. In fact, the broader ICANN community, not just a few people who get invited to special meetings that ICANN holds at a senior level for whatever reason, the broader ICANN community does need to be involved in this. So I take your comments that we're spending a little bit of time on process at the beginning, and I think what we've proven over time is clarity about the purpose of a group is important. I don't see anyone on this group objecting to doing extra work to facilitate accelerating what happens, and I just want to strongly suggest that we move forward on the path of we get a charter, we have a conversation about activities and goals, and we go from there.
Thank you very much.
Okay. If I could just clarify, I wasn't suggesting there shouldn't
ahead,
be broad
Bill.
Community involvement.
Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry, I'm just saying I of course wasn't suggesting that there shouldn't be broad community involvement. I'm just wondering about this particular institutional apparatus, but if it's what everybody feels wedded to, then fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bill Drake. I realize we are reaching the end of this call, and we still have two, I guess, very small agenda items. One is the next steps or any other business, and one was the frequency of the working group calls. From what I can hear from this section here is that we've got this ad hoc small group of people that are going to work on the charter. That's one thread. There is the other thread with the wiki, and I'm going to ask you all on this group to actually spend some time over the holiday break that we have. Yes, we've got some homework to do. The holiday break that we have, and come up with suggestions about, well, two types of suggestions. The first one is the goal of the working group and its deliverables. The other one is to each person offer some clarity as to the purpose. So it's the same sort of thing, goals, purpose, and deliverables. If we can all have this, and I would say discuss this on the mailing list, but also put this on the wiki page, then we will have, we can spend a majority of the time, if on the one hand we've got the small group coming back to us with the first charter, and we have that page with all of that input, then we can start proceeding forward with being able to know where we're going, and at least we'll all be able to sing for the same track, rather than at the moment seeing a lot of discussion on the mailing lists, and everyone who has intervened so far has been very, very correct in this. There's been a lot of discussion on process. There's been very little discussion on the actual purpose of this all. And that, I guess, is part of the big concern that we should have regarding the forthcoming Brazil meeting. We still have no idea about where we're going with that, what is going to be discussed. And I think that I hear from the process that this working group is going to make that we can decide on what our purpose is, and we as in the working group can decide about what is the direction that it needs to take, what its deliverables are. But whilst hearing that some people are saying this working group will probably continue after the Brazil meeting, etc., I don't think we should be worrying too much about this. We do have one specific task at hand at the moment, and that's the Brazil meeting coming up. That's a deadline, and we need to be prepared for that. And I heard from the CEO and from everyone who was involved that this working group could probably help in this. Is that Marilyn who wishes to take the floor?
Right, right. Olivia, I don't disagree with anything you've said, but I just want to make sure we're thinking that Singapore and community engagement in Singapore is on the path to whatever then ICANN does and says in Brazil. Was that inherent in your conversation, in your comment?
Yes, thank you very much, Marilyn, for reminding me this. Of course, we do have Singapore. What we might wish to consider, and again, that's just something I'm throwing out into the room to stimulate your minds, is to see whether we want to have a face-to-face meeting in Singapore, whether we want to use Singapore as a way to inform the whole community using an SO and AC cross-community discussion in the main hall, whether we want to use that meeting to finalize the position that we as ICANN's community will be taking, whether we want things to be ready before that time, way before the Singapore meeting, so as to be able to transmit some input to the board, transmit some input to the CEO. This is all irrespective of what the process is to get that output out to the different components of where we want the output to go. We need to know what those deliverables are going to be and where we want to row, basically, in what direction we want to row. So that's one thing. The other thing that we need to discuss now is this issue of meeting rotation. I'm aware we're 8 minutes beyond the end of this meeting already, so I think we can just spend a couple of minutes on that. It's a yes or no answer, the meeting rotation thing. I realize for some people it is difficult to rotate meetings. For others, it's fine. Renate has come up with a rotation of 0700 hours, 1400 hours, and 2200 hours UTC. Bearing in mind that the meetings are recorded and then the recordings will go on the wiki site, I guess that it means, and of course, bearing in mind we've got some stakeholder groups that have up to 4 representatives, active members of this working group, is this something that is palatable to everyone? And I guess that we're therefore not expected to be on each and every single call if it is difficult to find something that is going to be working throughout the world, the earth being round. I see Avery Doria with her hand up. Avery, you have the floor.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I just wanted to speak very strongly in favor of the rotation, but I tend to think of the rotation as pain sharing, which means that indeed we are sort of expected to participate at all the meetings, except of course when we excuse ourselves or don't, but to say that rotation means you can skip a third of them, I think is going in the wrong direction. Rotation is pain sharing. It's not an excuse for skipping meetings. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Olivia, it's Marilyn. I'd like to comment on this.
You have the floor.
Thank you. I'm going to actually ask Renate to do a little more research with all of us and try to come up with 2 shifts, not 3. And I fully support what Avi just said. I will do everything I can to be on every call. It would be helpful, and I don't mind how aggressive the schedule is, but if you can get it to 2 instead of 3, I think it might help everyone in terms of their, it's just an idea. We have spent a lot of time in the business constituency where we cover all 5 regions. We don't have all of the challenges of the 9 time zones, but we do have all 5 regions covered. And perhaps we could at least try to come up with 2 schedules, and if that's 4 a.m. in the morning for some, it's
you know, and 11 p.m. for some. If we could try one more time to get it down to two zones, it might be helpful, because personally, I think it would be so helpful for us to have as many participants and observers as possible on all calls.
Thank you, Marilyn. Did you have any specific times that you thought would be the times that you've used, for example, in the past, if one uses just a rotation of two different times?
I'm happy to ask the business constituency secretariat to help us on that. Olivia, could I volunteer that? And I'll talk to Benny and ask her to help on working with the staff on, you know, two might not work. I'm not suggesting anything here. I'm just trying to get us to as much participation as possible on all calls. But if I can volunteer the business constituency secretariat, I'll go back to her and ask her to work with Renate and others on the ICANN staff.
Please, Marilyn, that would be fine. So that's an action item over to you. So Marilyn will get the BC secretariat to provide suggested times for a double rotation. In other words, just two UTC times for our calls. And then, because we are not a full set of people on this call, I would then suggest that our staff sends a doodle poll to choose, because I note that everyone is agreeing with rotation. I haven't seen any notes so far in the chat with people saying we want no rotation. And so we can have a doodle poll with a choice where choice A would be the double rotation timings and choice B would be the triple rotation timings. That would probably be the best and most efficient way to get the group to choose between one set of times and the other set of times. That's the second action item. Have you got this, Renate?
Yes, no problem.
That's perfect. Thank you. Okay, so now we're set on this. Thank you for the suggestion, Marilyn. That's very helpful. And finally, I guess we've got the any other business part of this call. The floor is open.
I'm so sorry. I seem to be speaking so much, but I would like to make an offer. It's Marilyn.
Marilyn, you have the floor.
There's a significant number of activities on Internet governance that are not about ICANN at all. They are much, much broader. And some of the participants in this working group are aware of and following them, while others are kind of just getting up to speed on those other issues. And I don't want us to confuse the purpose of this working group, but I would like to think about, when we might, or if we think an informational sharing of information on a factual sort of basis. On the one hand, this group that Nora reported on had a set of presentations about what else is going on that is relevant that affects the ICANN implications. Would it be helpful to utilize or ask the ICANN staff to report back in more detail for a set period of time on the information that was shared on the auxiliary challenges in other states that affect ICANN at our next meeting or a subsequent meeting?
Thank you, Marilyn. So that would be a suggestion for a webinar.
Yes.
Is there anyone against this idea? I think that they, and unfortunately I haven't got any idea, well, any way to actually have quick polls on this. On this system, on the Lucid system, but I would say that there must be support. I'm only speculating here, but there is probably support for this idea of having a webinar. Let me ask staff to investigate with the global stakeholder engagement whether it would be possible to have a webinar in January with the right people to be able to give us a briefing. That's an excellent I personally feel it's an excellent suggestion. I don't see anyone speaking against it. In which case, that's another action item, then.
Olivier?
Yes?
Could I just please, could you just please rephrase it? You would like a webinar from the GSE in January to receive, to give a briefing on what more specifically?
On the internet governance and where we are at, basically, today. Marilyn, would you be able to, by email, share your the exact text with Renate?
I'm happy to, but let me do it for the full group. I think it's a summary from the kinds of presentations that came into this magical, mystical, marvelous panel held in London recently, which was, you know, high level, blah, 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 blah. I don't mean to diminish that, but I think at least a summary of the kinds of presentations that were given to them should be shared with this group.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have noted that down. Okay.
Okay. Super. Any other business? And I see no one put their hand up, so I thank you all. I apologize for the 17-minute delay that we have in closing this call, but it was important. We have some homework. Can we just have a rundown of the action items, please, Renate?
Yes, of course. Hang on. Okay. We need to get on the wiki page and the members to participate to obtain the goals, the deliveries, and the clarity on the purpose of this working group. I need to send an email to the working group regarding the doodle poll for the rotation of the call. And we have the volunteers for the subgroup to work on the charter to prepare a draft for the next call so that the working group members can work it, the volunteers being Bart, Cheryl, Avery, and Evan.
Right. They can start on it. If you can publicize this to the mailing list as well, I don't wish to restrict this working group to just the people who were on the call today. So just in the interest of transparency and keeping our work open, letting everyone on the list know that this small ad hoc group has come together to put the charter and that it would accept any other people that would wish to be part of it, and for them to get in touch with you if they want to be added to this.
Okay.
With the suggestion, it's Marilyn, that Bart is helping to work with that group, and I don't
to
know...
To work with that group,
yeah.
That's right, with the suggestion that Bart Boswinkle would be helping out with the drafting of this. Excellent. Well, I was going to close the meeting, but any other business? Hearing no one speak up, I thank you all for this call, and I wish you all to have a good holiday period. Please think about the goals of this working group. Please participate and put this on the wiki, and you should be receiving a listing of where to put your input very shortly in your mailbox. Thanks to all of you, and have a very good holiday period. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.